Scorpion. Please give a warm welcome to Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys.
Check one, please. Real good to be here, and we hope you'll enjoy some of the old-time mountain style, what they call bluegrass music. I'll introduce you to the French Mountain Boys as they come up to pick and sing for you. And the young man over here that just now played Fire on the Mountain on the fiddle, he's a fine fiddle player from the state of North Carolina. Make welcome Jerry Brown. About 12 years, and he's a good lead guitar picker, a good singer, just a pretty good all-around fella. And he's from the great state of Tennessee. Take welcome, John Shelton.
Walking down the line, beat it, 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 beat it
the name of that song, but if I had to guess, you know what I'd say?
What would you say it was?
Walking Down the Line.
You're right.
That's right. Good job, James. You're looking good tonight. Yeah. Now we'd like to introduce you to the banjo player over here, a 5-string banjo. He's been here with me 3 or 4 times, too, in Flagstaff, and been picking the banjo that long with me. He does a fine job. And we played a show out in Seattle, Washington, last February. And that gentleman right here entered a contest. They had a banjo contest. And he entered that contest against 105. 106. With the best banjo players they could find, and he took first prize. He took it, but they made him put it back. He's from Eastern Kentucky, a little town called Harlan. The name is Steve Sparkman. Make him welcome. He's just a good man right over there. And when you, you know, when you clap your hands for him, it's just like making love to an old maid. You can't overdo it. And his panel is Danny Davis. Nice hat. Thank you, Alan. Playing the rhythm guitar. He's been with the show since he was 16 years old. That's been a long time. I won't tell you exactly how long, but You know, he recorded a song with me on a tape when he was 2 years old. And he had music in his bones, you know, as soon as he hit the ground when he was born. He hit the ground singing. Does a good job. Takes the Clinch Mountain Boys out sometimes without me and puts on a good show with them. He's recorded 4 CDs on his own. The last 2 CDs were nominated for Grammys. Woo! And he's my son, Ralph Stanley II. Thank you.
Thank you, Dad. I appreciate that. I'd like to ask Daddy to join in with me and help me do a duet number.
All right.
It's one we have recorded. It's called We'll Be Sweethearts Up in Heaven.
Charlotte, North Carolina, 3 weeks ago, and there's a lady came up to me and said, "How old is that young man?" And I said, "Well, you look him over and tell me what you think." Well, she looked him over and she said, "Well, I'd say he's in his late 20s. But now, girls, if any of you might be interested, he's 13 years old. He's been playing the mandolin for about 2 years now, and he's been singing for 2 months. And he's recorded a CD on his own. And he's got a lot of good stuff on that, a lot of good picking and singing. All the boys on there with him. I'm playing an old-time clawhammer tune on it. I'm singing a song. Ralph's singing. Well, I guess about everybody's singing on that CD with him. He's my grandson, Abel Stanley. Introduce you to the great young man that's been introducing all of the Clinch Mountain Boys. This great man has been in this music business. This coming October will make 60 years. And if this great man lives till February the 25th, he'll be 79 years old. Folks, here in that 60 years, this fine man has received a few honors, you know, awards. We'll start off with 1976, this great man. Got the Doctor of Arts degree from the Lincoln Memorial University. Hurried to Tennessee. 1984, he got the National Heritage Award from the President of the United States. And then, let me see, what's next? 92, what to do then, tell me. I got inducted into the Bluegrass Hall of Fame. And as this great man got a little older, he got the Living Legend Award from the Congress of the United States. And this great man is from the state of Virginia, and for 2004 he received the Living Legend Award. Folks, I could stand here until 4 o'clock in the morning and never say enough about this great man. So if you would give me Dr. Ralph Stanley a nice hand. an a cappella song. That I had the privilege of recording on the soundtrack of Old Brother, Where Art Thou?
Thank you.
very much. Thank you, James. Good job. Now, folks, the young man over there on the bass fiddle, we're going to get him to do you a little something here now. And, you know, back in the state of Virginia, West Virginia, and Tennessee, and North Carolina, they liked to dance back in that country, and a lot of them loved an old-time dance. Some of them called it the buck and wing, and some called it the backstep, and whatever it is, Danny Davis sure can demonstrate that for you. We'll get him up and kick him off on the five string, and Danny, you lay it through. Don't break the stage down now. Fine job. Good job. What do you call that? A buck and wing or what? Buck and wing. That's a good one. Right now, Nathan over there and Ralph back here and me, you're seeing three generations on the stage tonight. And that's something that's very rare, and I'm really thankful and appreciate that. I've got my son and my grandson here, and Ralph, the second wife, just had him a baby boy on December the 14th, and they named it Ralph the Third, so it looks like things are going to go on for a long time. Now, Nathan, sing one of the songs you've got on the CD here. Nathan's not been doing too well of selling on this trip out here. We've been out several days, and he's losing weight, running pale. So Mason, show him what you've got.
One night at the corner of Shining, little me knelt down by the bed. He asked the dear Lord to forgive him for all the bad words that he said. Please, Papa, don't whip little me. Please, Papa, don't whip little me. He's little and he wants you to love him. Please, Papa, don't whip little me. Please, Papa, don't whip little me. Please, Papa, don't whip little me. He's little and he wants you to love him. Please, Papa, don't whip little me. Oh, what if your Papa in heaven should be looking way down from the sky and see you whip little me? I know it will make Papa cry. Please, Papa, don't whip little me. Please, Papa, don't whip little me. He's little and he wants you to love him. Please, Papa, don't whip.
Pretty good for 2 months, isn't it? thank you pretty good for 2 months. Folks, we'd like to do a couple of gospel songs right now. You know, I've made over 200 long play albums or CDs now, and about 40% has been gospel songs. I like to sing them, believe in them, and we'd like to do T-Bone Burnett produced that soundtrack, you know, on Old Brother Where Art Thou, and after it sold about 10 million CDs, he asked me if I would record a CD and me do all the singing, and I did, and I'd like to do you a song that's on that CD called Lift Him Up, that song. When Jesus was around here on this land, he certainly did do his Father's command, because he knew that he was his Father's only Son. He came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his work. If you tell the name of Jesus everywhere, if you keep his name a-ringing everywhere that you go, he will draw men unto him. When Jesus met the woman at Jacob's well, he certainly did have a sweet message to tell. The woman commenced to wonder, because he was a Jew, he came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you tell the name of Jesus everywhere, if you keep his name a-ringing everywhere that you go, he will draw men unto him. When he asked her for some water, her sins she tried to hide. She commenced telling the Savior all about race pride. But woman, if you only knew the gift of God, I came to draw men unto me. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you'll tell the name of Jesus everywhere, if you keep his name a-ringing everywhere that you go, he will draw men unto him. This one's called A Robin Built a Nest on Daddy's Grave. Shed its beauty o'er that bed. that a rolling time ago. Oh, the road ahead did grow. Springtime has come, I'm glad to say, and a robin built a nest on Daddy's grave. Puts on a fine show with all the Clinch Mountain Boys. So you come up and do three or four songs and show them what, if you ever come out here by yourself, what you've got to offer for them. It'll sound good.
I think we'll do an old song now. Katie Davis is going to have recorded too. About a little moonshine running back where we come from, an old gal named Katie Davis.
Little man, in the minor days of 42, her old man shot her in so soon. Far from making all this good old mountain. Oh, come on down to Mount Katy. Come on down to Mount Katy. Ain't you here to call Katy? We won't drink your gold. All the boys and boys come to liquor. Tell the truth, drink a little. Oh, come on down to Mount Katy. Come on down to Mount Katy. Ain't you here to call Katy? We won't drink your gold. So to the jail to poor Katy Davis. Very soon the gates are open wide. Angels came to poor Katy Davis. They're going to fly across the great divide. Oh, come on down now, Katy Davis. Come on down now, Katy Davis. Can't you hear us calling Katy Davis? We won't break your gold mine. We're going pretty fast right now, as you can see. But I like to check if I'm trying to find a player out every once in a while and see if he's awake and still there. Just see if he can get us up a whole lot faster while we're going out. Y'all think he's capable of that? They believe in his feet, so now it's time to prove yourself. Oh!
songs. There's another one we really like to sing, and people seem to really enjoy it. Every song that I've been singing or will sing tonight, I have recorded on my four CDs, which some of the fellas up here have had on the CD. And Dad sings a few with me, and John Nixby, which used to play the mandolin with us, he sings a little with me on the CDs. And my last two was Grammy nominated, and this is one that was on the latest Grammy nominated one, Good Old Mountain Dew Boy. Kick it off. Down the river from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go around the bend and down back again. There's a jet for that good old mountain. Oh, they call it that old mountain. CD, which I wrote as a tribute to my dad and Uncle Carter, the Stanley brothers. Y'all remember Carter Stanley, who started with that? Well, I wrote this as a tribute and got nominated for a Grammy, was the title. And I just want to show people just how much I appreciate where I come from in a song, and I hope y'all enjoy it here tonight. It's called Carrying On.
Living on the road ain't easy. A man can really get the blues. If I live up to my name, I'll have to build some mighty big shoes. The standings were some mighty big shoes. They sang about God in heaven. They sang about mom and home. They sang about everyday living. I'm just trying to carry on and maybe to the name of my own. My daddy is a living legend. Uncle Carter died before his time. When I walk out in the spotlight, we're all standing side by side. I know they're by my just how I feel. He lies upon a mountain. He's at rest in the hills of home. And every time I think about him, the Stanley blues I moan. The Stanley blues I moan.
Y'all seem to enjoy Steve on the five string back there, so we're going to let him do your tune right now. And Steve,
yes, sir.
I believe that's the best sounding banjo I've ever heard you play. Won't you tell them about that banjo?
Well, Ralph, that you mentioned, it's one of the best I believe I have ever played. This banjo here is custom built just for Ralph Stanley and Ralph's style of picking, by a gentleman from the state of Kentucky by the name of Frank Need. He's one of the highest quality craftsmen that they are in the business. And they're making 25 of this banjo right here. They call it the Hills of Home model, Stanley Tone Banjo. And this is number 3 of that series. And it is for sale. That's right. If anybody might be interested in it, we'll have it out here at the record table a little bit. And then, like Ralph said, it's one of the best I believe we've ever had to play.
Yeah.
Cash price. Cash price. Cash.
What do you want to play, Steve?
How about Big Tilly?
Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a commercial. Here's James Shelton.
Thank you, Ralph. Folks, we'd like to invite you up to Ralph Stanley's 36th Annual Memorial Bluegrass Festival. That'll be coming up on Memorial Day weekend, May 24th through the 27th, at Ralph's old home place between Coburn and McClure, Virginia. Just about 2,000 miles from here, the east. And we realize it'll be a long way for you all to travel, but hey, we came to see you, so turn it around, I guess. On Wednesday night, we're going to have a play at the festival, a presentation of a live performance of a play called Man of Constant Sorrow. That is the story of the Stanley Brothers and how they got started and all down through their career and Ralph's career up until he won the Grammy in 2002. And, of course, we've got a lot of good musical entertainment. Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys all 4 days. We got Dave Evans and River Bend, the Cherry Holmes family, Gillis Brothers, James King, Jim Lauderdale, Gillian Welch, and David Rawlings, Marty Raven, Larry Sparks, and the Lonesome Ramblers. We're going to have a Clinch Mountain Boys reunion on Saturday night, bringing a lot of the old-timers that worked with the Stanley Brothers and also Ralph down through the years. People like George Shuffler and Charlie Sizemore, Ricky Lee, Larry Sparks, Junior Blankenship, Sammy Atkins, and a whole lot more. You can pick up the handbills back there at the record table. If you can, come and be with us Memorial Day weekend, May 24th through the 27th, at Ralph Stanley's old home place between Coburn and McClure, Virginia. I'd like to tell you a few things we got for sale. Ralph's got a lot of good CDs back there, Stanley Brothers CDs and all of his solo projects. He's got a couple that you can't buy in stores. You can't get them anywhere except from him. He's got them on his own record label. One is the last live performance the Stanley Brothers ever did at Bean Blossom, Indiana in 1966. And the other one is called Now and Then, and that features 25 of his most popular songs. As I said, you can only buy these direct from Ralph. And Ralph, you want to tell the folks why you did it that way?
James, I would be real proud to tell them why. See, that way I make all the profit.
There you go. All the boys in the band have got their solo projects up there. Ralph, too, has got all his albums. Nathan Stanley's got his new CD called Sandy Ridge. Danny Davis has his albums up there for sale. Steve Sparkman has his banjo CDs. Dewey Brown's got a brand new fiddle album that was just released just as we left to come out here. It's brand new. I've got all of my guitar albums up there. I've got some instructional videos. The latest thing I have out is a gospel guitar CD. Our bus driver, E.C. French, has all the Ralph Stanley caps, t-shirts, and bumper stickers. And we're located right up there at the top of the year. And we'd be glad for you to come by and shake and howdy with us. Good to be here in Flagstaff again. Hope you're enjoying your evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James. A while ago, Nathan walked up to me and whispered in my ear. I've never understood him, but he said, Papa, I'd like to brag on you a little bit. So, Nathan, do you feel like that? Now, you know you did, Nathan. Come on up.
Okay, well, he told you about a lot of awards he's won, but I'm going to name a few that he didn't mention. In 2002, he won his first ever Grammy for his contribution to the soundtrack of Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou. He won the Best Male Country Vocalist, and he beat out Johnny Cash, Tim McGraw, Lyle Lovett, and Willie Nelson. That's everybody down there. In 2003, he won another Grammy with his partner Jim Lauderdale on their CD titled Lost in Lonesome Pines for the Best Bluegrass Album of the Grammys. In 2004, his hometown of Clintwood, Virginia honored him by building up a $2 million museum in his honor. June 27th of last year, he had the triple bypass surgery, and he said he's not sounding too good, but I think he's sounding great.
How much do I owe you for that, Nathan? How much do I owe you? Huh? Nothing. I think I ought to give you a little something.
Well, whatever you think, you know.
Might pay for your breakfast or something. That'd help a little, wouldn't it? Huh?
Huh?
Seem like you're awful dry tonight, Nathan. I say you're a little bit dry tonight. Okay. You know, folks, I had a couple of cups of coffee before the show, and you talk about being strong. Now, it was good. My goodness, it made my head swim. I was like to fall off the stage or anything. It was real good coffee, but I think it was real strong. Now, let's see, Danny. What about the Mule Skinner Blues? So much more in the singing if I don't have the banjo to fool with. Then the old man Ridas came along too and sort of worked on my fingers. Any of you folks know old man Arthur Ridas? Yeah, he's a pretty tough customer. But now sometimes, folks, if I get a request, I still play the old time claw hammer. I play a tune. crowd, is it? Turn it up a little. Waste a lot of good talent here if you can't hear it. We sung together a lot and had a good time. So right now I want to bring Laura out on the stage and we'll do a song again.
is such a thrill to be to have a chance to sing with Dr. Ralph Stanley.
Thank you. I'd like to sing a few too.
Let's sing that Carter Family song. The Are You Tired of Me, My Darling?
No.
I'm not one bit tired, and I hope you aren't either. Are you tired of me, my darling? Did you mean those words you said when you spoke in fond affection on the day that we were wed?
Every could you live my heart? Would you make it another time? Five string out there for sale, and what all you got, Jimmy?
Ralph, I got my brand new fiddle CD out there with you helping me on there and all the fellas. I guess that's about all I brought with me today. I've got a picture too if you'd like one of them. I'll throw that in.
I guess about everybody's got something for sale, so
yes,
stop by and shake hands with us. Anyway, if you don't buy nothing,
love you!
Tell us how sorry you are. After Jerry Brown does the Orange Blossom Special on the fiddle, we'll say so long, good night, God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much. Hey.
this is one of my new album, Orange Buffalo.
Walking the streets with an early man, but here I go, my baby. Oh, yeah.